My sermonette is entitled Eternal Light and Life Are Found Only in the Word of God. From the moment you stop abiding in the Word, you fall back into great darkness, bondage, and despair. Psalm 119:05 says, "For your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path." The word shines and gives us light to walk in the right path, not in the path of destruction or evil, but in the part where David says in Psalm 23:3, "For you led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." It leads you to your God-given purpose, your given destiny. The enemy is not afraid of how good you can sing, or how good you can shake when you are in worship, or how good you can speak in tongues. The enemy is afraid of you knowing your true identity in Christ and knowing the power of the word to dismantle his attack. When he went to Jesus, Jesus understood his identity in the Father and effectively using the word to dismantle the temptation of the enemy. Three times, Jesus said, "It is written," and quoted a scripture. Ephesians 6:13 to 18, Paul admonishes us to put on the whole armor of God. Verse 15, NLT says, "For shields, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared to share the gospel at any time." As children of God, having the lamp at our feet, it doesn't just bring light and revelation to yourself, but it brings light to those who is around you, your household, your workplace, your school, your community, your village, wherever you go. You carry the light with you. The light is also known as the glory of God. We are glory carriers. We carry the weight of his glory. So my brothers and sisters, Jesus admonishes us to be word abiders. So John 15, 1 to 8, and it reads, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Jesus prayed for his children who will remain abiding in his word. John 17, 20 to 24, and it reads, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as your Father, and in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe, would believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given you them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, who you give me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you love me before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, only abiding in God's word brings oneness with Christ. His light can truly be reflected throughout the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.